So it looks like the Celtics are going to win the NBA Finals, but something's been missing from these playoffs, and we get to the bottom of it today.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Man, with all the rain pouring down out here in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast, the vibes are hard to grasp. It's hard not to feel a little melodramatic, a little down, a little gloomy. And then you watch what we had to sit through last night. Again, probably the most compelling NBA Finals game we've had through three. But the Boston Celtics winning it with Luka Doncic on the bench because he fouled out with 4 minutes to go in that one, 106-99. The Celtics now have a stranglehold on these NBA Finals. They're one win away from hanging banner number 18 above that parquet floor at TD Garden. As a Miami Heat fan, I mean, entering these NBA Finals, it was either the Dallas Mavericks, the one team that beat the Heat when the Heat were favored in the Finals, 2011, the Heatles, don't remind me, or the Heat's most heated rival, especially over the past 15 years in the Boston Celtics. And it looks like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and the crew are going to be getting their first rings. Last night was, a thriller, right? We had a good game. We had some leads. We had some comes back. We had a game of runs, but it ended a little bit anticlimactic because Luka Doncic couldn't seem to stay on the court. And that feels like what these NBA Finals and NBA playoffs have been, anticlimactic, leaving something for us to yearn for. And today we're asking the big question, what is lacking? What's been missing from these NBA playoffs? And to me, it's been just that. It's been opposition, and we saw it last night. Boston led 91-70, thanks to a 20-5 run early in the fourth quarter. The Mavericks then responded in front of a crowd at home that had the 2011 Mavericks there in celebration, right? You had Patrick Mahomes, my quarterback, there watching, hoping the Mavericks can pull off the historic run. The Mavericks won that 22-2 run, but then with Luka Doncic fouling out with 4:12 to go, Kyrie even hit a shot to shrink the deficit to just one late in the game. But then it was Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Derek White closing it out. 13 points for the Boston Celtics down the stretch. They win it 106-99. And again, we're left thinking, what could have been if Luka Doncic was in the game? And I don't want to be that guy to try and rain on a team's parade. The Boston Celtics are great from the start of the regular season till now. They've been the best team in the NBA, and it's hard to refute that. The only thing is, a lot of times with these championships, it's not just about the team that wins it. It's not just about the climb and the ascension into NBA history. It's also about the opposition. And the one thing that has lacked the most in these NBA playoffs has been compelling opposition. Whether that be because the Boston Celtics are so strong or because, like what we saw in round one for the Celtics run against the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler was out. Terry Rozier was out. They still dropped one at home, but a very severely undermanned Heat team, and Jimmy Butler likely one of the number one two-way stars that a team cannot operate without. In the next series, you have the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they get through the Cavs as you would expect, but Donovan Mitchell misses the last two games of that series as they cruise. Tyrese Haliburton, the same story for the Indiana Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals, and now the Celtics, who again, they deserve all of the praise. They deserve all of the clout that they're getting for this championship run, but there's a reason why if they win on Friday night, if they win tomorrow in Dallas, they'll be the first team to ever sweep the Eastern Conference Finals and the NBA Finals. And that's because the opposition has just been lacking. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. That's the number to call into the show. We open up the Baptist Health Hotline early today because I ask you, as a Heat fan for me, I just see a lack of opposition, and it's made these NBA playoffs way less compelling. What to you has been missing in these NBA playoffs? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. C-Cats on the ones and twos will take your calls here on the Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Opposition has been at a deficit in these NBA finals, and the Boston Celtics, who have not lost a game in a month, have been cruising. But on the other side in these finals, which are technically not over, even though C-Cat, I mean, we've had this happen 156 times in the National Basketball Association where a team has been down 3-0 and we have to flirt the stat out there. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever succumbed or overcome a 3-0 deficit in the NBA playoffs. We've seen it happen in the MLB. We saw it happen in the NHL. One day it's going to happen in basketball, but I've never felt less confident in a team's ability to do so than I do today with the flailing Luka Doncic-led Dallas Mavericks. Like, there's no chance, right? I know I did my whole monologue yesterday praising the Mavericks, right? Embarrassing for me. Saying that they had all of these windows of opportunity. Kristaps is out, right? Jason Tatum is chasing his finals MVP. I had it all figured out. And then Luka Doncic is spending more time complaining than he is moving his feet. No chance.
No chance. And we're not breaking any news when we say there's no chance, but you should have an inkling of hope for a team that made their way to the NBA Finals. Like, we should be feeling that there's a chance that the Mavs could win one or two games here. I'm on the boat of no chance this game goes to game five. Like, this is a sweep. This is awful. It's awful basketball. These guys are immature. It's gross.
It has all the makings of a sweep. Luka Doncic is proving himself to be a guy, and there's part of the reason why Anthony Edwards had all of that hype behind him for future face of the league is because most everything he did came with a positive Q rating. Like, even in his bad games, you saw the effort. You saw him trying hard on defense. He has the high-flying dunks. He gives you great post-game commentary. Like, he leaned in and was a very favorable person. Sometimes watching Luka Doncic play basketball, as great as he is, as electric as he is, as prolific as he is, as a passer, as a scorer, his footwork is amazing. Like, everything Luka does on the court, especially on offense, can be tantalizing. But man, on defense, straight up turnstile, and then the constant complaining and bickering with the referees. Like, I get it. You're trying to get your superstar calls. You're trying to do everything you can to squeeze as much juice out of the orange as you can to get a win. But it's crossed the line of annoying at this point. It's literally been, like, detrimental to his team.
That part of Luka Doncic is everything that's wrong with today's society. It legitimately is, because everybody knows that person that chooses to pick and pry and prod and complain about the things that they cannot control as a reason why they are failing. Everybody that's listening right now, that's watching right now on YouTube, has someone in their life that complains about someone else's problems impacting their life and not shortcomings that they had themselves as a reason to failure.
Yeah, like you see, Kat, this morning when you were mad that the lady put barbecue sauce on your sub.
That was her fault. I said buffalo and ranch, please. Buffalo and ranch. I waited 10 minutes for that sub, and she threw BBQ sauce on and gave me a dirty look after I made her make a new one.
Hypocrite C-Cat is complaining about complainers as he just got done complaining to me right before we got on the airwaves here. What is missing from these NBA playoffs? 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. As the Boston Celtics inch one step closer to hanging banner number 18, it has felt like a very underwhelming postseason. I don't want to pour or diminish their accomplishments. The Celtics do deserve this stage that they've gotten to. But again, it's been a little bit lackluster. We asked the question on social media at ESPN West Palm on Twitter, and we got some interesting results. We got Emerson Latzia saying the Nuggets are missing from these playoffs. There's a reason for that.
Bring gas.
Yeah, like, they were dealt with. They got dealt with.
Yeah, they kind of went through the postseason cycle of not being better than the team that they matched up against.
Yeah, like, that naturally happened. Now, here's a tweet from Evan Cohen, who you hear on Unsportsman, like, who just tweets a gif of Jimmy Butler. And it is, like, as much as the Celtics are going to have their parade and they deserve this moment, and Jason Tatum, I have to give him credit personally, because I thought he was going to get in the way of his team's own success by trying to chase the finals MVP trophy. He had a good night, a decently efficient night with 30 points, over 5 point rebounds and over 5 assists. Like, he was good and he picked his spots. But again, it just makes me reflect back to the Eastern Conference run. They did it without having to face the boogeyman that has literally terrorized the Celtics franchise for the past 5 years. Like, I still think if Jimmy Butler were playing in these playoffs, if the Heat didn't put themselves in that precarious situation of having to play in the play-in game, and they walked into round one at full strength against the Boston Celtics, like, we might be having a different story today. I'm not saying the Heat beat them there, but they at least pushed them past the point where they didn't have to just cruise into the finals, well rested. Like, you look at what Luka Doncic looked like. That dude had been through war, right? Like, he had to get through the Clippers in round one. He had a 7-game series against the Oklahoma City Thunder in round two, where Cason Wallace was strapping up Kyrie Irving all up and down the court. And then in the Western Conference Finals, it looked easy, but it took a lot of effort out of Luka, and he was hobbled the whole time. That dude went through war to get to the finals, whereas the Celtics cruised there, and it's hard not to point out the fact that there were no stars on the other side giving opposition. Just like last night when the going got tough, we finally thought the Mavericks were going to steal the game. They were going to win this one. It was going to be one of the most historic comebacks in NBA Finals history. But then the game is within one, and Luka Doncic is fouled out, sitting on the side, watching his team have to battle against, I mean, what is the best team in the league right now? We got robbed of an opportunity to watch maybe greatness happen from Luka Doncic, and it was really Luka's own fault.
The biggest test the Celtics have faced in the postseason was the Pacers. Would that series go to 5? Like, that was a close game almost every single time, but the Celtics dominated the series. It was ridiculous.
And they almost lost one of those as well. Like, let's not forget, there were a couple times where calls from referees or just idiotic dribbles off the foot of Tyrese Halliburton allowed the Celtics to win those games. But here's Brian Windhorst, because last night, Brian Windhorst, he really tore into Luka Doncic, who, if we're going to talk about what's been missing from these playoffs, and I say it's opposition, Luka Doncic, well, his lack of accountability on defense and also his lack of accountability on near misses, on any time he's bumped in the lane and he's complaining to referees and blaming somebody else, he is part of the reason why the opposition wasn't there in the last 4 minutes. Here's Brian Windhorst going ether on him. Go and meet the
You've got a situation here where Luka is complaining about the officiating. They have begged him. They have talked with him. They have pleaded with him. He is costing his team because of how he treats the officials. He's a brilliant player. He does so many things well. They are here because of how he did. His performance in this game is unacceptable and the reason why the Mavericks are not going to win. He's got to get over this. And the fact that he came out after the game and blamed the officials showed me he's nowhere close yet. So maybe over the summer, somebody will get to him because nobody with the Mavericks or anybody else in his life has. And that's where they're Mavericks are at this point. They're never going to get to this tunnel with the trophy if he doesn't improve those aspects of his game.
That's going to be the answer to the question. Does Luka learn from this scenario? Does he learn from being literally disappearing on his team in the moment when they needed him most? That fifth foul and that sixth foul, both were idiotic. The one where he was hooked on Jaylen Brown, and then later on when he tries to slide in front of Jaylen Brown, like, all of his defensive efforts were half-hearted, and it was the kind of stuff you would see like an AAU player, like a 13-year-old AAU kid who's still learning the fundamentals of the game, who's tired after his third game in 2 days in a tournament. It was that kind of effort, but he's doing it on the biggest stage in basketball. Like, it's downright embarrassing. I know that yesterday, me claiming the Mavericks had a shot and pounding the table for this Dallas Mavericks squad, and I mean, it wasn't as bad as what Michael Wilbon did. He said Tim Hardaway Jr. might be the answer, and Jason Kidd went to Tim Hardaway Jr. Did you see how that worked out, C-Cat?
Didn't go well.
0 points, 19 minutes, 3 rebounds, 0 for 5 from the field, 0 for 3 from deep. I remember when he walked into a three-pointer late in the game, I said, oh, here's his moment, Tim Hardaway Jr. Jr., where you at? Nowhere when the Mavericks needed him most. The Celtics now 1 win away from the NBA Finals, 1 win away from the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Jason Tatum going to further cement himself as one of the Celtics greats, and we'll have to see how that pans out on Friday. Nobody thinks this game is, or this series is going past 4. I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the world that thinks they actually have a chance to make history. A guy that's made a lot of history is Tom Brady, but he's retired. And Bill Belichick, he's no longer on the sidelines anymore, but there's still cheating going on in the NFL. There's still people getting caught with their hands in the cookie jar. We address when we come back on Theoretically Speaking. But in the NBA Finals, well, you already have your answer. The Celtics are going to win that thing. In the Stanley Cup Final, C-Cat.
Work to be done.
There's some work to be done, and that work starts tonight in Edmonton, Ontario. I know you didn't make the trip, so I got the perfect plan for you. I'm calling a Rat Pack. Join us, ESPN West Palm and Yuengling, tonight for a Panthers watch party. I bet you're wondering where we're at. Glad you asked. We're hanging out at Charlie's Bar and Grill in Stewart. It's going to be from 7:30 to 9:30 tonight at Charlie's Bar and Grill. We're going to sip on some Yuengling Flight. We're going to play some games. We're going to enter for your chance to win some signed memorabilia. Charlie's Bar and Grill also has Yuengling and Yuengling Flight Draft specials all summer long. So tonight will be fun, but all summer long, they'll be grooving. You must be 21 plus and is brought to you by Yuengling, who reminds you to drink responsibly. Also, Alexander Barkov cleared the play tonight. The Panthers in prime position to go up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final and win their franchise's first ever Lord Stanley Cup.
I saw you sitting on some Yuengling on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
You're a Yuengling dude.
I'm a Yuengling man. That was my go-to beer in college, man. Up there at Hampton University, dog, I'd give me a six-pack of Yuenglings on a Saturday, kick back, watch some college football, and be done with the whole six-pack like 2 hours in, tops.
That's a college dream right there.
Great college experience. Kicking back on the couch. You know the worst part about my college couch, C-Cat? I used to get teased for this.
What's that?
We had actually got the couch from behind the dumpster, and our solution to it, because we tried to clean the couch and it didn't really work out that well, we got some bed sheets. Don't tell anybody this, by the way. This is like top secret. We bought some new bed sheets from Walmart. We came home, we got a staple gun, and we stapled the bed sheets to the couch as a couch cover.
That's insane. There is definitely something living inside that couch that you've like suffocated with the bed sheets. Well, that's still there right now.
Well, you know what? It's good. It was dead and it was out of our way. And you know what? A lot of great times were had in that apartment. For 2 years, we had those couches with bed sheets on them and we got away with it. It worked out. We saved money.
That's sick.
You're all about saving money. You're not on board with this?
Dude, Facebook Marketplace. Like, you can find something that's not behind a dumpster.
It wasn't a dirty couch. It was behind a dumpster. It was a clean-looking couch. And we just knew it was behind a dumpster, so we kind of got innovative.
But it was left. I am a cheapskate. Yeah. I love secondhand stuff. But when you leave stuff out overnight at least once, one night, that's all it takes.
Okay.
For me to say, no, thank you. What if it rained? Gross. Disgusting. A hobo probably slept on it. Thank you.
I get it. I mean, it was in retrospect, I would never do it again. But I was in college, man. I was silly. I was dumb. Just like the Atlanta Falcons were when they got caught with their hand in a cookie jar. We address when we come back on Theoretically Speaking.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Mark Hobert, if you're out there, we're looking for you.
Marky Mark.
We are on your trail. Mark Hobert, who... Again, I'll explain in a second here, but I don't know if we're getting like doxxed. I don't know if we're getting like just random pub from a guy on Twitter, but I'm thoroughly confused by a tweet I just saw. And Mark Hobert, we got our eye on you. Hopefully it wasn't an accident. And by the way, it's pouring down out here on the streets. I mean, it's gloomy out here. It's South Florida in the summer, which you know you're going to get rain, but these past few days and the next couple... ugly. So stay safe on the roads, because if you do have a car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, and you were trying to stay safe, but it's somebody else's fault. Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, they will fight for you. They don't get paid unless you do. They'll fight to get you the maximum compensation you deserve. So call Anajar and Levine for your free consultation. Don't just settle for any attorney. Demand Anajar and Levine. That's the Anajar and Levine difference. It takes just one phone call to take back control of your life. So take back control of your life. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. You know what else was missing from these NBA playoffs?
What?
LeBron James. Nobody talks about the guy that much anymore. Him and the Lakers, like, I feel like not enough headlines about the Lakers and LeBron James.
I guess so. I was going to say Pitbull.
I was being sarcastic.
I know it's like
because somehow, some way, LeBron James has made it into the A block of like every single show. First Take, Get Up, Like, him and the Lakers have found a way, even though they were bounced in the first round by the defending champion Denver Nuggets, have found a way to weasel their way in with their coaching searches and their coaching firings and their podcast. I'm incredibly oversaturated with the Lakers talk, so of course we'll get to some here soon. And also, with the whole LeBron talk, I saw one lower third bug on First Take that said like something about LeBron being the greatest philanthropist and all these other things in the NBA. And I'm like, have we gotten to the point with LeBron where we're trying to squeeze as much out of him while he's still an active player before he just starts his own media company as a competitor? Like, that's what it feels like is happening here.
Then again, Tom Brady is the topic of conversation a lot of last football season. Because he's Tom Brady, even though he already retired.
And he does. And speaking of, I mentioned Tom Brady before I came back here because we were talking about cheaters. People that are...
He got his number retired yesterday.
Averting the rules. He did get his number retired. And he had Jay-Z open for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were to get your number retired in a sport and you could pick any artist, any musician to open for you, who are you going with? Because Jay-Z isn't like... It's too obvious of a pick for me. Of course, it's huge, and I'm sure they have some business deals and inner workings and whatnot. I think I would have went with like one of my favorite like lesser known artists. I would have went like with Dom Kennedy or like Zero the Crooked from Houston. Like C-Cat, if you were getting your jersey retired at ESPN West Palm, who's the opening music act?
That's tough, but I do want to say one thing. Jay-Z, I think New York too, by the way, because I think of Run This Town Tonight with Rihanna, and that was when it was Giants, Patriots, the second time in the Super Bowl. That's like a core memory I have of the opening of that Super Bowl. So that's a weird thing as well with Tom Brady.
Not a natural
Jay-Z
tie-in.
But I'm going to say...
One person gets to open up for you as you're going to... We're going to hang the C-Cat jersey from the ESPN West Palm Raptors right next to Evan Cohen's. What number would you be, by the way?
23, probably.
That is so pretentious. But okay, 23 C-Cat hanging from the Raptors. Who's the opening act?
Kenny Chesney.
You said you were off the country music hook.
Yeah, I know. Be tough.
Came back.
Probably go Kenny Chesney.
Kenny Chesney.
Be cool. I want to hang out with Kenny Chesney. What can I say?
That's it. You're going to have him open for you so you can hang out with him. It'll be cool to kick it with Dom Kennedy or Zero as well. We got to get back to business here. Mark Hobert, by the way, on Twitter, we found a Mark Hobert who just started an account 2 days ago, but he's giving publicity for Theoretically Speaking, and it has people internally asking if it's my burner or C-Cat's burner.
Right.
Here's the tweet from Mark Hobert. He's telling people to tune in to Theoretically Speaking with myself and C-Cat. He tagged both of us from 5 to 6 for some interesting NBA discussions. He hashtagged NBA playoffs, ESPN 106.3, and Theoreticals. But this is like his sixth tweet ever.
Yeah.
And he just started his account 2 days ago.
Some hockey, some politics, and some Theoretically Speaking.
Yes. A big politics guy, a big hockey guy, a little baseball here too, and a big Theoretically Speaking fan. So number one, first and foremost, Mark, and everybody else that's listening or watching us on YouTube right now, thank you. Right, there's so much content you can have. We enjoy sharing our platform with you. And also, just reveal yourself, man. You got people out here thinking that we made burner accounts to promote the show.
That's embarrassing.
It is.
If I had a burner account and it was revealed, I would not come out in public ever again.
Maybe this is a burner account from somebody within ESPN West Palm and everybody's playing the whodunit game.
It's like the who smelt the delta. Our marketing manager, Courtney, she pointed the finger at us immediately. So maybe it's her burner account. That makes sense.
Actually, I would say she's got to be the leader in the clubhouse. We'll find out who Mark Hobert is. We're going to start this investigation today. And when we do find you, Mark.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm kidding. That's a little teaser for something we have coming up soon. you didn't like that?
No.
You didn't like that?
Sinister. Golly. No.
Come on, Mark. You got us looking bad. When we're looking bad, the only way to get better, especially when it's raining out here in South Florida, is to hop on our vehicle.
Choo-choo.
Hop on the bus and get around.
I get around. What you mean you don't know?
The Get Around today brought to you by the Boca Raton Bowl. I'll tell you about that, but first up.
Next stop, Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta Falcons lost a 2025 fifth-round pick for violating the anti-tampering policy with Kirk Cousins, Darnell Mooney, and Charlie Warner. Atlanta was fined $250,000, and GM Terry Fontenot was fined $50,000.
There's no way it was worth all of this to make Kirk Cousins your starting quarterback for maybe the next year and a half because you went and got Michael Penix with the 8th pick. The Atlanta Falcons organization has shown itself to not just be one that has a lot of disconnects from the top down. They're sloppy. And there's nothing worse than being incompetent and sloppy at the same time. I do hope the Falcons have a cohesive plan, but I'm also glad that they were punished for going out and getting Kirk Cousins as their starting quarterback. You give him $100 million guaranteed. You punt away the number 8 pick by picking a quarterback who cannot play at the same time as Kirk Cousins. And then on top of that, now you're getting penalized from the league. You did all of that for like a youth pastor, the Bible study leader in Kirk Cousins, a check down king. Like, I mean, what's a good season for the Falcons this year? Just making the playoffs, right?
11-6.
11-6 will be good, I guess, for them, making the playoffs. I hope it's worth it for as foolish as the Falcons organization has shown itself or at least appears to be in the public. And also the fact that they got caught cheating to get Kirk Cousins. I mean, if they got penalized, right, C-Cat? If the Falcons got penalized for getting the Vikings quarterback, then for sure, the Philadelphia Eagles had to get caught up for stealing the best player in an interdivisional team, right?
Next stop,
the filthy Philadelphia. The Eagles were not penalized for tampering in their pursuit of Saquon Barkley.
Wait, let me get this straight. The Eagles who stole a player from their divisional rival. The Eagles who went out and got it, and it was obvious as well, right? It felt from the outside looking in just as obvious as all of them that they orchestrated these deals before the free agency ticker became, let's just say, legal, right? There was tampering going on in all of these situations. The Eagles just got a more close-knit group. They're more locked in. That's what that is. They have no leaks in the edges. The Falcons should learn something from the Eagles and from the New England Patriots, and that's how to cheat correctly, cheat without getting caught. At least not twice, right? Tom Brady got caught how many times? Twice, cheating?
I've lost count.
Yeah, I wonder if we should dock some of those Super Bowls for each time that he's been caught avoiding the rules.
Next stop,
Indiana. People are continuing to ask Caitlin Clark to do anything but hoop. Take a listen to the media scrum.
Basketball's my job. Like, everything on the outside, I can't control that, so I'm not going to spend time thinking about that. People can talk about what they want to talk about. Create conversations about, you know, whatever it is. But I think for myself, like, you know, I'm just here to play basketball. I'm here to have fun. I'm trying to help our team win. Obviously, we've won 3 games and, you know, feel like we've been in a position to win a few more than that. And, my focus is on helping us do that. But I don't, you know, pay much mind to all of that, to be honest.
Caitlin Clark has been the engine for so many think pieces, and it's because of the way that she kind of was revealed to the world. She was revealed to the world in the midst of what people depicted as some kind of like race battle between her and Angel Reese. And it's exploded since then. Every single time she's in the headlines, there's commentary, columnists, all kind of think pieces all over it. In fact, you can't say anything about Caitlin Clark without other people then getting mad at you for it. I mean, one of our most like interacted with and hated on shorts on YouTube, by the way, subscribe on YouTube at Theo Speaking, is when all I said was, yo, Caitlin Clark getting a rest from Team USA is a good thing. It's a good thing for her to get some time off because all she want to do is hoop, and y'all keep trying to make her do everything but what the ultimate goal is, and that's try to make the Indiana Fever a better team. And I'm the bad guy now.
You are nationwide known. You've done a lot of things. 31 years old, right?
Yeah.
A lot of work done on TV, on radio, big events going on. But yeah. Now you are known as a hater of Caitlin Clark, and everyone hates you now.
Because I said it's a good thing that she didn't make Team USA this year because she's literally been forced to play basketball under the brightest of spotlights, answering the stupidest of questions since October. Give the girl a rest. And here we go again talking about Caitlin Clark when she did not ask for it.
Next stop,
Los Angeles. J.J. Redick will reportedly interview with the Lakers this weekend to reemerge as a lead candidate to coach LeBron James.
What?
I know.
J.J. Redick is a candidate for the Lakers job. How many times have we heard this? And what happened to Dan Hurley? I do think that Stephen A. Smith had a great point on First Take today. This is the ultimate form of Dirty Mac, and this reminds me of when Doc Rivers was the advisor to the Milwaukee Bucks. And then a month or two later, he advised him to fire Adrian Dantley and hire him. Like, I don't understand how we can act like it's not sinister. It's not skeptical for me to believe that these people who are putting themselves in position with the biggest decision makers and somehow it works out great for them on the other side. There's reason for us to believe that there's something fishy going on. JJ Redick and LeBron James started this podcast on March 19th in the middle of the Lakers regular season. In their push for better playoff seeding as Darvin Ham's job was in question. He had 14 more games and a playoff series with the Nuggets. All the while, he's listening to his head coach, quote-unquote, Darvin Ham, and doing podcasts with the guy who's going to be coaching him next. That is like, that's ridiculous. That's unfaithfulness. I see why Savannah James looked like she was mad when you was kicking it courtside with Jeannie and them. Like, you got a history of this, dude. Relax, LeBron James. I'm not criticizing him doing the podcast. I thought Mind the Game podcast is and was and will be a great show. I love all the episodes. They break down basketball in a great way. But LeBron James doing a podcast with his coach's replacement while he's supposed to be giving his all to the Lakers in their quest to win a championship, like, to me, that's worse than the decision. It is.
That's tough. Like, put this into an everyday citizen's shoes. That's like if you got fired and then your boss hired, I don't know, maybe his golf partner.
Yes.
Maybe someone you play pickleball with.
For your position.
For your position.
Yeah, I would be like, I think some of those pickleball sessions might have played into why I got picked off.
Exactly.
There's no way Darvin Ham, who's now an assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks, tying it all in, there's no way he shouldn't have a legitimate gripe with this. And for LeBron James, everybody gets on him. They act like his worst career moment was the decision when he decided to come out here to South Florida, to South Beach, and take his talents. I think this is worse because undermining your leader in the midst of a championship run, quote unquote, if that's what you were going for, is literally diametrically opposed to everything that LeBron acts like he stands for. He used to be zero dark 30 during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he was out there putting out videos that get 30 million views. I mean, these dudes got 72 videos up since March 19th.
More than us.
That's more videos than us, and we get paid to do a show. He gets paid to play basketball. LeBron James, you dirty for that, dog. I got to keep it G. And also, JJ Redick, I mean, I can't knock the player. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Next stop,
Boca Raton.
Come on now. You know what we're doing at Boca Raton. I mean, today in Boca Raton, it's a little gloomy. It's a little rainy. But coming soon, December 17th, to be specific, at FAU Stadium on a Tuesday night, the 2024 Boca Raton Bowl game is kicking off its 11th year. You know the Boca Bowl is near and dear to my heart. It's the very first event that I experienced and covered here in South Florida 4 years ago when it was BYU and UCF. Zach Wilson slinging that pig for those Cougars. And if you want to go to the Boca Bowl this year, find out more information on the Boca Raton Bowl, BocaRatonBowl.com. Or you can follow it along on Twitter at Boca Bowl and on Facebook. Or on Twitter, it's at Boca Bowl. On Facebook, it's Facebook.com/Boca Bowl. That's how you get all your updates. The 2024 Boca Raton Bowl again, Tuesday, December 17th. Mark your calendars at FAU Stadium. The best of the best of the Group of Five clash on the gridiron. That was a fun get around.
We got around.
We still have not got around to the hunt for Mark Hobert, who he is and why he's trying to frame us for having the burner account, which I've never had. Have you ever made a burner account on Twitter, CCAT?
I think I got blocked by somebody. Oklahoma State Baseball blocked me once.
What?
Yeah. I don't know why they did, but I had to make a burner account to see what they tweeted.
Well, what did they tweet?
Like just the final score of a College World Series game. Like it was nothing interesting whatsoever, but I took it personally. I got blocked by a brand account.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know what? I at least the fact that you got blocked by that account means that Oklahoma State Baseball noticed you, C-Cat. Out of everybody, something you said, did, or tweeted struck a chord with Oklahoma State baseball.
In a negative way, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Make an impact.
Go Cowboys. When we come back here, we bring in our best friend, Tina. Tina in the wild pulls up on Theoretically Speaking. We got a theoretical for her, and it has to do with how men should behave in this tropical storm it feels like we have out here in South Florida. That's CCAT. I'm Theo Dorsey. We got Tina in a few. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
What up, what up, what up? Theoretically Speaking right here with you on a Thursday. That means that we got Tina in the house. What up, Tina?
Hello. Happy Thursday.
Thank you. Thank you. It's going to be a thirsty Thursday because once I'm wrapped up here and get everything done.
Where are you going?
Well, we're going to do a little happy hour at home. We can't go out in this weather these days.
It's a little
gloom and doom.
Yes.
We're going to bring a theoretical to you, but I have to start off with this. Our Baptist Health off-season report. Our Baptist Health Orthopedic Care off-season football report. And it comes from Metairie, Louisiana. That's the site of the New Orleans Saints camp. C-Cat, what's the most undervalued position in football these days?
Got to be your fullback.
Well, running back.
I was saying, I thought it was a running back.
Well, like skill position then. I'll rephrase. Running back.
Underpaid running back.
Underpaid, yeah.
Undervalued. I mean, you can get dime a dozen.
You're right. Well, I'm saying like the high-end running backs don't get paid as much as it seems like their impact is on the field.
All right, reset.
Okay, got you. I'm doing this again. All right. C-Cat, what's the most undervalued position in the football league right now?
It's easy. It's got to be the running back.
Thank you. And at Saints camp, Alvin Kamara, the latest holdout looking for more money. It says here on ESPN.com, this article, Catherine Terrell. He missed the final day of mandatory minicamp on Thursday. Kamara's agent said that his absence was contract related. Alvin Kamara has 2 years left on a 5-year, $77 million deal. And I'm sure he's also locked in on the fact that Christian McCaffrey just re-upped. And also, of course, you had the Saquon deal come in with the Eagles. The running back market is actually starting to get a little bit more inflated. And Alvin Kamara, this is his last chance likely to be able to get a new deal. This dude here, obviously on the other side of what, 28 at this point? How old is Alvin Kamara?
He's getting up there.
Can you look that up? Look up Alvin Kamara's age, and I'll tell you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care because, I mean, he knows a little something about joint pain. And is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of getting you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. So how old is Alvin Kamara of the New Orleans Saints?
28, about to turn 29.
28. Mm. And for a running back, though he's a pass-catching threat, so that's going to keep him relevant for a couple more years, 28 is about that age where it's harder and harder to get a deal. I really do wonder how long he has to hold out to get the Saints to budge. But we're not here to talk football.
No.
We're here to talk theoreticals, and that's why we have Tina in the house.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for theoreticals with our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do this.
Woo! Let's do it. Indeed. Tina is in the crib. Did you, by the way, I know it's raining outside. It's pouring. It is ugly. We have to walk from our parking garage here to our studios in City Place.
It's a bit of a walk.
Yeah. Did you bring an umbrella, a jacket, or anything?
I keep a rain jacket in my car 24/7.
Gotcha.
Because during the summer in Florida, you're always getting a random rain shower. So I always got my rain jacket on me because if I get just like even some drops of rain, I'm getting sick.
Yeah.
So, and I also don't want to get my hair wet. I got a strict hair washing schedule. You know, I don't want to ruin anything. Like, I don't want to go outside and get wet. So I always have a rain jacket on me.
Got you. So you went rain jacket. C-Cat, how did you do it? Did you get raw with the rain today?
I went raw like I do every single day with the rain. No umbrella, no jacket. I'm a man, Theo, okay? I'm not made of sugar. I'm not going to melt. I can walk in the rain.
I usually have an umbrella with me as well, but my umbrella broke the last time I used it because the wind was so crazy. It completely broke it while I was using it.
Yeah.
So I got drenched.
That's a danger. That's a danger here in South Florida. That wind will catch that umbrella and you got to just let it go.
Yes.
You got to let it go at that point. Okay. So I ask you this because my theoretical today, it was another actual, and I'll ask you how theoretically I should have handled it.
You're in these situations, like theoreticals a bit.
I mean, it's the, theoretically speaking, yeah. 5 to 6 p.m. Yeah. ESPN 106.3 and on YouTube.
Yes.
At Theo Speaking. So, Tina, as I was getting ready to leave the house today to come in here to the office and make some radio magic with the ones I love here, C-Cat Tina. The one I love, my wife, was escorting me out the door, as she always does, a couple few, go get 'ems and attaboys on the way out the door. And it starts pouring down raining right as we're talking at the doorstep. You know how it goes out here in South Florida. It's cooling at one point, and it, in a flash of a pan, it's raining.
You know what I hate, too, is when the backyard, it's not raining.
Yes.
And then in the front, it is. So I'm ready. I'm like, oh, it's not raining. I'm good. I got the all clear. And then I open the front door, and it's monsooning.
That happens here more than anywhere else I've lived.
Yeah.
Ever, like, where you could be looking literally outside at one point, the other point is dry as hell. Does that, you notice that, C-Cat? You've been all over.
Yeah, it's happened here more than anywhere else.
It's weird. So I'm standing at the door, and as it starts to rain, I then grab my beautiful black dog rain jacket. I have one rain jacket. It's a black dog rain jacket. I got it from Martha's Vineyard. I love it. I cherish it. It's one of my favorite clothing items. I grab it to put it on so I can be protected from the rain.
Okay.
As I'm walking out to it, my wife makes this one little comment. She goes, oh, man, I wish I had a rain jacket like that. And I'm standing here literally trying to go to work.
Yeah.
She has to leave house too soon,
okay.
Right? And we just have this moment. We look at each other for about 2 or 3 seconds, and I'm looking into her eyes. She just has these sweet, adorable eyes. They pull you in. You want to give her anything. The clothes on your back, literally.
Yes.
I mean, that's how she always gets a bite of my food, those eyes. And I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. We pause. And I said, well, all right, I'm going to close the door, and I head into work with my black dog rain jacket. By the way, I have it right here.
Mm-hmm.
It is very nice. It is very comforting, and it has a black dog on it, which is symbolic of me, the black dog. Tina, did I handle this wrong? Is chivalry dead? Am I going to lose some of the love of my wife because I didn't give her my rain jacket?
Okay, so you said that she was going to be leaving shortly as well.
Yes.
Did you, is there an umbrella handy, like in the house or anything?
There's umbrellas around. She has umbrellas. She doesn't have a rain jacket, so she has to go with the umbrella route versus me. I'm a grown ass man. I ain't going to walk out the house in an umbrella.
I give her this, like, one thing annoying about umbrellas is obviously when you have a rain jacket, you can put it on the car, right? When you step out of the car, you won't get wet. Umbrellas, you have to open the door, open the umbrella, so you're probably getting a little wet. I feel like, in this situation, considering we park in a parking garage,
yeah,
you could like have an umbrella and like open it before getting out into the rain. Maybe you should have given her the jacket, but since you didn't,
yeah,
I think you got to get wifey a rain jacket.
I got to make it up to her. I got to get her a rain jacket.
Because as we've seen all week, it's raining all week.
Yes.
And, you know, so, and again, it's summer in Florida. It's going to rain often.
Yeah.
We're getting into hurricane season. It's going to rain often. So maybe
I got to come better prepared.
Yeah, maybe a little oopsie today, but, you know, you can make up for it.
I can make up for it. Now, C-Cat, if I did give her my jacket, would I have to render myself umbrella-less to the office, or would I be succumbed to ridicule?
Theo, you're tough. Just walk in the rain. It wasn't that heavy.
No.
The walk is about maybe a tenth of a mile. It's not that far of a walk.
I don't want to be soaked. No, I don't want to be soaked.
You would have been soaked.
I mean, if you have an umbrella and you are a man, you might as well have a sign on your chest that says, my wife wears the pants in the relationship. That's what you might as well do.
Or my wife wears the rain jacket because yeah. I gave it to her.
I disagree with that.
What?
If you have an umbrella, that's totally fine. Like
as a man,
that
doesn't take anything away from his appearance.
No,
nothing.
I'd rather see you walk in somewhere dry than like wet as can be, and your clothes are soaked, and you got to wring them out because you didn't have a jacket or a rain jacket or an umbrella.
That's a tough guy, though. I respect that guy.
No.
Yes, exactly. He doesn't care about the elements.
You got to be able to brave. I agree with C-Cat.
That's the Bear Grylls sexiness. Like he can just handle whatever he wants.
Rugged dude.
If say like you're walking like into a date and he didn't have an umbrella and he's soaking wet at dinner, like. No, that's like kind of, that's distracting.
I mean, the date's different.
He's uncomfortable. Like, it's just, you know, I don't see any difference.
A date's different. And if you do soak yourself in the rain and find yourself all droggy, you might want to get a little relaxation afterwards in Old Palm Beach. I mean, oh my gosh.
I got 2 days, Theo. 2 days. And I'm going to be at Old Palm Beach this Saturday. I'm so excited. I've got a massage scheduled. I've got a reservation at the Italian restaurant Saturday night. I cannot wait. And summer, again, it's officially arrived. And you know what that means. There's staycations. If you can't make it out to a vacation, you could do it here locally. And O Palm Beach is my favorite in South Florida. It's a Forbes 5-star resort with a private beach, 2 oceanfront pools, spacious guest rooms, and a Reimagine Kids and Teens Club if you got to bring them with you. The O Spa is also a 5-star spa that offers massages, facials, pedicures, and more. Book your stay today, and Florida residents do receive 50% off the best available rate now through October 31st. That's 15% off the best available rate now through October 31st for Florida residents. Visit EAUPalmBeach.com for more information and reservations. That's EAUPalmBeach.com.
Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
There's nothing better than having a fresh, brand new, churning air conditioning unit in your house. That's my reality. Just got my whole system flipped by EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They are a Trane comfort specialist, and it's hard to stop a Trane. I mean, we're talking about championships going on in both basketball and in hockey. Well, they give a championship-level performance every time you call EDS out to your house, and that's because EDS is, yes, EDSAirConditioning.com. They've been doing it since 06. They've been doing it as a family-owned and operated company. And my favorite thing at EDS, again, my guy Randy that pulls up, he's the technician I usually get. I get a nice text that tells me Randy's coming. It gives a little bio. It tells me he's a Miami Hurricanes fan. I'm also a Hurricanes fan. We talk shop. It's all gravy. And best of all of that, the fact that now I'm not overheating in my own crib. I got an AC unit that works perfectly, and I'm a gold member. You can join that gold plan to get 2 annual checkups, and you get yourself 15% off repairs. EDSAirConditioning.com. See, Cat, we got the Stanley Cup Final tonight, Game 3. We're going to be carrying that on ESPN 106.3, the Panthers and the Oilers. How about we take them home? And we take you home with this. If you don't have a place to go to check out the Panthers game, well, might I give you an option in Stewart? And that's going to be Charlie's Bar and Grill. Pull up on them and check out the Cats Go Rat Pack. They need your support. Go pull up at Charlie's Bar and Grill. ESPN West Palm will be there along with Yingling with some beautiful specials. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Thanks for kicking it with us. Go in love. Go in peace. Go enjoy.